Hi, I'm Michelle Cuthbertson, the Parenting Facilitator for Georges River Life Care. There's a lot going on for parents right now, and so this podcast, Talking to Children During Uncertain Times, is the first of a series of podcasts designed to help you to navigate through this time. Children need to make sense of their world. They're sensitive to change, and most families have been experiencing a lot of change lately. There are feelings of uncertainty. Everything seems upside down. Adults are working from home, many children are schooling at home, and all the normal rhythms, the comings and goings of daily life seem to be gone. There's no playgroup, school, soccer, church. There's no getting together with family and friends. It's natural for children to want to know why there have been changes, what they can do about it, what are we going to do about it, when will it all go back to normal? Exposing children to constant media reports is not helpful. It doesn't help them to understand why it's happening and what's happening, and it will likely add unnecessary anxiety. Uncertainty and change bring about a lot of emotions for both adults and children. Our children need us to keep things in perspective, especially our own emotions. They feed off our emotions, and we don't want our children to escalate their feelings of being overwhelmed or anxious. Before you can support your child's emotions, you need to sort out how you're feeling. Deal with your emotions, and then you'll be fully available for your child. So avoid using your child as an emotional sounding board. Choose to talk about how you're feeling with your partner, or if you're alone, chat to a family member or a friend, somewhere where your child can't hear you. Download all of this on the other adult if you need to, and then hopefully you'll be more self-regulated for your conversations with your child, and you'll be able to tune into their needs. If you are struggling with your own emotions, it's okay to say to children, "I'm feeling a bit sad," or "I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed at the moment. I just need a minute by myself," and then we'll be able to do something fun together. You can let them know that you may have been working out how to organise all of this, but reassure them that you are okay, everything's under control, and you're available if they need you. They'll pick up on your responses to the news, to changes, and to associated stresses. So work on your own emotions first, and then you will have the capacity to be fully available to focus on their needs. Allowing children to know what's happening and why is important. Ignoring the situation, not talking about it, or not being honest is only going to make matters worse. Your children have already had plenty of opportunity to hear about the current situation, and you want to ensure that they have interpreted the facts accurately and are processing their emotions, not bottling them up or expressing them inappropriately. Be honest. Be available. Turn off your screens. Put your phone away and give your child your full attention. Answer questions as they come up or wait for a suitable time to open up the conversation. Some children prefer to chat about serious things while their hands are occupied, while they're building Lego or drawing. This is fine, so long as there's not a screen in front of them while you're trying to speak. Or you might choose to chat while you're out for a walk together. Other children will ask questions when you're right in the middle of doing a thousand things. You're cooking dinner, you're running a bath, you're trying to finish an urgent email. The hardest thing to do is to stop, look at them and listen, then and there. However, doing this will have the most effective long-term outcomes for you. The more often that they feel heard, the less often they become demanding. This takes time, but it really does work. If you're unable to give your full attention at that moment, reassure them that you'll be with them in a couple of minutes. Maybe put your arm around them and draw them in while you finish that email. Don't forget, you said you'd be back to them, so keep your word, especially if they've already moved on to something else. If possible, spend time discussing concerns with each child individually, because each of your children has a different level of understanding and will have different questions and ideas. Talking about big events, uncertainties and changes at an age-appropriate level will be important. So your three-year-old might ask, "Why can't we go to the park?" Keep it simple. The park's closed for now because there's more germs around than usual, and when it's safe, they'll open the park and we can go again. When older children ask questions, it's okay to establish how much they already know. You might ask them, "What do you think?" And rather than responding with a "no, that's wrong," you can say, "Oh, do you think so? I think it is." It's also okay if you don't know the answer. You might say, I don't know. Let's go look it up together. What a great opportunity to go off and learn something together. Not all children will initiate a conversation with you. However, it is important to establish what they already know and how they're feeling. This will give you an opportunity to ensure that what they know is factual and you can be a thermometer to their emotions. Children don't need to know all the details of a crisis, but they do need to know why things are different, why they can't see Granny or go to the park, or why the adults around them are working at home or not working anymore, or why these adults are a bit more serious or maybe even a bit more grumpy. Keep your responses simple and real. Children don't need lots of detail, unless of course they ask questions, but they need your honest answers in a way that they can understand. As you share information with your child, observe them closely. Watch for their reaction. Be sensitive to any emotional response, such as fear or anxiety. Encourage them to express their feelings. Let them know that all feelings are okay. It's what we do with our feelings that matter. Help them to name the feeling and find appropriate ways of expressing and releasing these feelings. Also, keep in mind that while we are all at home together, children will need lots of opportunity to use their physical bodies to let off steam and burn that excess energy. And if we go outside with them and have fun, we're going to strengthen our relationship with them. Perhaps the title of this podcast should be Listening to Your Child in Uncertain Terms rather than Talking to Your Child. Because to quote Michael Horton, the Australian producer of 123 Magic Parenting Program, we all need to talk less, listen more. Adults assume that talking is necessary to solve problems. The more we talk, the more likely a solution will be found. But for children, when they receive a barrage of constant words, it just becomes what Michael calls the sea of blah. All they hear is blah, 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 and of course they tune out. We need to stop and really listen to our children. Acknowledge what they are feeling, what they might be experiencing. Help them to put words to their feelings. Sounds to me that you feel worried that this might happen to you or someone you know. Or maybe, I can see you're disappointed that you can't see your friends. Acknowledge their feelings and ask them if there's one thing that you could do to help them with this. It's our job to keep things in proportion. How we respond, not only to the current circumstances, but how we respond to our children's reactions, questions, and their feelings. Some children catastrophize when a situation is not catastrophic. We need to support them to stop, to think calmly and find a solution. Listen, stay close and be available when they feel uncertain or fearful. Don't minimise or ignore their concerns, no matter how small their worry may seem or how silly their question might seem to you. It's all very real to them. And even if it makes you uncomfortable, set aside your discomfort and listen with your full attention. And finally, ask them what they think might be a solution to the changes that are happening. Kids love to solve problems and fix things. It's empowering. Ask for their ideas about how we might do things differently during this time. Find out what you might be able to do differently to help them to feel better or safer or more secure. All children seek clarity and need reassurance. Expect that they may ask the same question, and you may need to repeat yourself or to clarify what it is that they're really asking. There are four things we can do to reassure our children. Firstly, let them know it's your job to look after them and keep them safe. And we do things every day to keep them safe. Wearing seatbelts, holding hands to cross the road. Secondly, Reassure them this will come to an end. They will be able to return to seeing friends and family and attending church, soccer, or other things that they enjoy. Thirdly, remind them children are far less likely to become really sick. In fact, many grown-ups who've had coronavirus haven't got too sick. And lastly, reassure them that you know that this is hard or scary or boring at times, but that following the rules, washing hands and staying home will help to keep everyone safe. Don't dwell on what's happening out there in the big wide world, but be mindful that conversations during uncertain times will never be a one-off thing. Children need to know that they can come and ask anything at any time. It's our responsibility to be fully present in that conversation. And end the conversation on a positive note, and then if possible, move on to a fun activity together. After your child has had a chance to ask questions and share their feelings, you can talk about the what next. Maybe a family meeting you could plan to sit down and think about how we can make this work for us. Or we might make a wash your hands sign to put up above our wash basin to remind us. Or we could just make up a silly family song to sing when we're hand washing. Chat with them about how you might consider acts of kindness towards others that you can do while you're social distancing. We will examine some of these ideas and more in future podcasts. For more information about this and the parenting programs we are currently offering online, go to www.grlc.org.au/parenting.